Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is Matthew chapter 10, 21 to 33. A part reads, "And do not fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs on your very head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." You may be seated. Well, we're all looking for a deal, aren't we? You know, to go ahead and have something at the lowest risk and the highest price. The lowest risk and the highest return. Those are the ones that we consider the best. So how is your retirement portfolio doing? Your IRAs, your 401ks, your 403bs, your annuities, whatever you may have. We've witnessed some of the tenuousness because of the coronavirus and now the riots. Governments, family, and even our friends try to help, but we all realize that life is risky. On February 13th of this year, it was estimated by the USDA that the cost of raising a child in the middle class to the age of 17 would be $233,610. Who has that kind of money? And then you don't even know if they're going to turn out. Yet many of us have chosen to have children, and some even more than one. Why in the world have you taken the risk? And yet you have, yet you did. And you have your own reasons. Well, Jesus has a deal for you. Confessing him invites conflict. You've heard it in last week's gospel, and you hear it again in this week's gospel. Family conflict, community conflict, running for your life kind of conflict. And you say, "Jesus, well, I didn't sign up for this." For who of us would have chosen such a life? But for most of us, we didn't choose to be baptized. We were brought to the baptismal font by our parents. Many of us were brought up in the Christian faith, taught especially the promises of God. And yet we see the world turning against what we believe. And at times we are forbidden to speak our God-given views and even our faith. And there are times that we have even concluded it was best to say nothing. We consider, and some have even given in, because living the Christian life, or even saying we are a believer, is just too risky. Yet what is the alternative to confessing our faith? Look at Jeremiah. "If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart as it were a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in, and I cannot. Yet I hear many whispering, and there's terror on every side. Denounce him, let us denounce him, say all my close friends watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived, and then we can overcome him and take our refuge." Jeremiah, one of God's foremost prophets, and he is afraid of his life even from his own friends. And then Jesus. What is the alternative to confessing Jesus? Jesus said, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." Denying Jesus is to suffer the eternal separation from our loving Creator. Now you see in our text there, it uses the word hell. Not a real commonly used word these days. Well, you could change it back to the original Greek, which is Gehenna. It is a name of the garbage dump that is outside Jerusalem, where all the garbage over the years was dumped and the fire never went out. It was a reminder of the consequences of being separated from God, to be under God's wrath. Now, if you consider both sides, confessing Jesus or not confessing Jesus, believing in God and not believing in God, it is all risky. Either way. But Jesus himself gives us a different perspective. Jesus is our perspective, just as Jesus was the perspective of those 12 disciples that he was going to be sending out. Why confess Jesus when it costs so much? Why take the risk? Why confess Jesus when it can hurt so much? Jesus gives us, this is a big word, an eschatological view with an eternal reality. That eschatological view is that view of what this life is to end like. The eternal reality that he has to be with our Father forever. And we even sang about it when we sang the introduction to the gospel, right? Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so what is this perspective that Jesus has for us? First of all, remember that a disciple is not above his teacher, not above the master. If Jesus was ridiculed, don't be surprised if you are ridiculed. If Jesus suffered, since Jesus suffered, don't be surprised if you suffer. Jesus himself was put to death, so don't be surprised that it can happen to his disciples as well. But remember this, God the Father did not abandon our brother, his son, to the grave, but raised Jesus from the dead. Remember him and confess Jesus will be raised from the dead. Because if Jesus was raised, we too shall be raised. Hebrews 12 says it this way, Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Just like running a race, going for the gold. Just like going through so many years of school and finally getting your degree. Getting that job that you want, or the retirement that you were looking for. Looking for the joy that is set before you. Eternal life with Jesus. Not only remember your relationship to Jesus, but second, do not fear the unknown. You've heard those say, what you don't know won't hurt you. But I bet you can think of a lot of examples of being the other way around, right? Stepping on a nail that you didn't know was there. Stubbing your toe in the dark because we couldn't see it. Stepping on a Lego in the night, even though you're the one that helped clean everything up. We're blindsided by a car turning in front of us or that open cupboard door. How much hurtful it is when we find out about those who have secretly planned to keep us out or to remove us. Like Jeremiah, or even our Lord Jesus. But there are other times we're afraid, aren't we? About those times we don't see God working. Where is the kingdom of God when we're in trouble? Where is God when a loved one becomes terminal? Murdered or dies suddenly. Where is God when I can't get a job? What is God doing in such circumstances? And how are we supposed to live our lives? Now, I brought up the cost of raising children earlier. Children are a huge investment, a risky investment, and yet we may not see the fruits of our labor right away. We may not see God working in their lives. But this we do know, that if we faithfully try, there is a chance that they will remain God's children. If we give up, what chance do they have? As we consider, you know, in the midst of COVID-19, there won't be any vacation Bible school this year, will there? What about Sunday school coming up? Consider the children. Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God is near. And what did people see at the time of Jesus? They saw Jesus. They heard his word and saw his deeds. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." It is living with the eyes of faith, believing what is not seen, trusting that word he has given to us. But if you are afraid, be afraid of the one you're supposed to be afraid of. The one who can kill both body and soul. Oh yes, people can go ahead and mutilate your body. Surgeons can go ahead and make mistakes. But none of them can kill the soul. But God can. So if you're going to be afraid of anything, be afraid of him. And yet, he is the one who even cares for sparrows. If one dies, God the Father is there right with it. He's the one who even knows the very number of the hairs on your head and knows and shows that you are worth more than many sparrows. So if we die before Jesus returned, Jesus implies that God the Father has not abandoned us even in death. He reveals it in his word, Psalm 116, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." God does care if we die. And when we die, he does not abandon us, even when we feel that he has. Trust his word. It probably would be a good thing now to mention the role of feelings. Feelings need to be put in perspective, especially in the world in which we live. If you feel like it, do it, right? But feelings are never the goal. They are not the end in themselves. I like this one analogy that feelings are really the lights of the dashboard of life. They tell you that something is wrong, but they don't solve it. In other words, since fear is a feeling, when you are afraid, it's time to look around, to examine what's going on around you and examine what's going on inside of you, and then prayerfully consider your course of action. Do you fight or is there flight? But Jesus gives us another option. That is, to confess Jesus. Don't deny our Lord. Confess him. He is your life. He is your eternal life. Hebrews 9:27 reminds us, "And just as it was appointed for man to die once, and that after comes the judgment." And our epistle reading from Romans 6 says, "But what fruit were you getting at the time of the things of which you are now ashamed of? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." God has a deal for you. Confess the truth Eternal life is through Jesus Christ. It is simply to confess Jesus in word and in your deeds. And when you realize you've done something wrong, worthy of the fire of hell, confess Jesus. He has taken it all. He has taken all the sin of the world. And when you are afraid, even afraid of the very God who cares for you, confess Jesus, for He is our Savior. And when we face death, confess Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. For Jesus is our Emmanuel, our God with us now and forever. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.